Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Mink Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Mink, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Hello, Canes fans. Look at that, Channing Crowder throwing up the U. Little archive photo that we have there. Yeah, look, he's doing
it
again.
Real. I doubted the hell out of y'all. Listen, that was a football game, fellas.
How about that?
That
we
was a ball game.
Are going to have New Year's Eve football coming our way as Canes fans. We are going to be doing our thing in the next round of the college football playoffs. Solana's saying, Crowder, double check and connect your microphone. I didn't notice that it was off, but maybe it is.
I think I was just real loud. It's connected. I think I was just too loud. I think this Yeti Nano can't appreciate my excitement that the Canes whoop some ass.
Could be. The Yeti Nano was not ready for the Canes going into College Station and dominating the Aggies the way that they did.
When you're wrong, you had to admit you're wrong. I'm with that. And I said if they win, it has to be a high-scoring game. Obviously, I was wrong as hell because that was not a high-scoring game. And there's an old thing coaches used to say. Have you ever heard of GATA? It's an acronym. Get after their ass.
Mm.
In the trenches. They dominated physically. Texas A&M, the SEC team I was amping up, all of that stuff, they literally physically dominated that team. And that's how a domination physically looks. You can't physically dominate somebody for 45 points. You got to whoop their ass for 10-7. Bro, that was impressive. I'm more impressed by that. Obviously, it was a college football playoff game. But the way they came into that game, those players' preparation, and then it was actually the exact game that Mario Cristobal wants to play. They drug Texas A&M down into the mud with them, and Texas A&M didn't want to live like that.
The only thing I wish they would have done is, you talk about dominating the trenches, like, just run the ball earlier, because it wasn't till later in the game where you really saw them dominate with the run game. And had they done that earlier, I think the outcome would have been even more impressive.
Yeah, and the adjustments, and I know we'll talk about the Dolphins at some point in the next 4 hours, the adjustments by them to that point, Hawk, when they saw, oh, y'all really don't want to be a grown man today. Watch this. And that's what they went. But it's exactly how Ewan wants it. It's exactly how Mario built this roster. It's exactly why Ruben Bain is the best defensive player in the nation. It's exactly why y'all are going to have I can be a we to Kane today. I'm going to say we today.
Yeah, as long as it's convenient for it's you, exactly, knock yourself out.
I can't we today, guys. Come on now. I mean, I thought we were excited.
You're so back and forth. You're so back and forth. It's crazy.
It's exactly why the Canes are having a top 10 offensive guard picked. And I'm not gonna lie, bro. I was proven wrong, but I was so impressed by how the Canes played against damn Texas A&M. I'm not gonna lie.
We will get to see them in action again. Get a little tougher on this one. Ohio State. Canes are 10-point dogs, depending on where you look. 9.5, I think, on the Hard Rock app. But, it's going to be an interesting game December 31st, to say the least. We're going to talk with John Michaels today. So we will talk some Hurricanes. We are going to have to talk some Dolphins. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us. They're a dumpster fire. That is a football team. I've described them as schizophrenic this season. They are as schizophrenic as any sports team you will ever see. I think the common denominator is they look a whole lot better when they're playing bad teams. Aside from the Buffalo game, I don't want to give short shrift to the Buffalo game, but the Bengals are not a bad team. They're not what their record indicates, because Joe Burrow is getting healthy now. Like, he missed a ton of games. So I don't think they're as bad as what their record says. I just think this Dolphins team is an absolute dumpster fire right now. And I know there's differing opinions. Chris Perkins seems to believe that it's pretty much set in stone. Mike McDaniel is coming back. Ian Rappaport seems to believe that the Dolphins will be moving on from Tua. In fact, there's odds from sportsbetting.ag that has Tua's next team. You want to guess who the favorite is? According to sports betting, you want to guess the favorite for the next team to have the services of Tua Tagovailoa, if it's not the Dolphins?
You put this in my mind, and I think it's genius. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers are 7-1. Right now on sports betting, the odds on favorite. You want to guess, Alana?
The Jets?
Jets are second favorite at 3-1. The Cleveland Browns are 2-1. And I dare them.
Bingo. Bingo.
I dare them do that with another quarterback. I dare them.
We got Gabriel, Tua, Sanders, and Deshaun Watson still. We got action, baby. That's 3 weeks worth of shows right there.
I dare them. So anyway, we're going to have to talk Dolphins today, and we'll talk some Heat today as well. Some Panthers. Panthers are looking a little bit better, although they didn't have a good one. Most recently, Heat have lost, 7 of 8?
Eight of their last 10, 7 of their last 8, 2 in a row. What a miserable weekend. They lost to the Celtics and they lose to the Knicks. Miserable weekend, other than the Canes winning, of course.
Canes game was really fun, and I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to next week, New Year's Eve, and that Ohio State game. You know, for us Canes fans, I mean, this has been a long wait to get back to a meaningful game against Ohio State. I dare them to throw a late flag at any point during that game. And I'm talking at any point. There cannot be a single late flag thrown or we're burning this city down.
You're going to talk about a first quarter holding call. I hope they don't throw
nothing
late.
Only if the flag is 10 minutes after the play. Only if the flag is 10 minutes after the play.
Oh, man. This is what it's what you live for. This is,
it is.
This is what Canes fans, if y'all won't let me come on our side, so it's y'all's side, this is where you're supposed to be. Let's ball.
It is. All right. Let's get headlines. Start out the week of shows here, abbreviated week for us. Headlines are brought to you by Mike McDaniel can't be back next season, right? I know that there's differing opinions on this. Like, he can't be back,
y'all
can
know
he?
My opinion. Y'all know my opinion. I've been locked in for 3 weeks on my opinion. It's an embarrassment that he's leading a bunch of grown men onto that field every Sunday. He shouldn't be back. He's not going to leave. He's not a playoff coach. What's the number? Solana, you probably know it because you do pregame. What is their third quarter? 150-35 or something that they've been outscored in the third quarter this year? You don't know. Do you know halftime is not just for water, sir? He's going in and getting in the hot tub at halftime and cooling off or warming up. You have to adjust to what these other bastards are adjusting to because they just played two quarters. That third quarter thing is crazy. Last game, I think they were negative 20 yards in the third quarter. This quarter, they get choked out. I'm at the game. It's alumni weekend. I'm sitting next to Baumhauer and Brushinski and these guys and Nat Moore and I'm talking to Mark Duper. And we're getting embarrassed on the field.
Number 55?
I think the little new girl didn't really know who I was.
Because someone sent me a picture of you in a jersey, but you were wearing 55.
There was a little young girl. She was probably she's probably 24. And she was like, Crowder? And I was like, when she asked the question, when she saw me and yelled, Crowder? And I said, yeah. She was like, oh, hey. She did not know what I looked like. She knew Anthony Fasano, but she didn't know me. I don't know if I look like Joey Porter in some way. I don't know what happened.
Well, you don't look like Anthony Fasano.
I don't. And the bookends of 55 were Junior Seau and Joey Porter, and there's no way she watched football and thought I made that many plays of those two. I don't know what was going on.
Anyway, let's do headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Since week one, here's the number, Crowder. The Miami Dolphins have been outscored 113-17 in the third quarter.
Wow. Crazy.
Oh, and what's that, 15 games?
I mean, that's right? That's a crazy number.
They're scoring 2 points a game in the third quarter after having a halftime to speak about it. What are you doing at halftime, Coach McDaniel? Like, the numbers, I know numbers can be, you know, whatever. That is not a skewable number, a misleading number. That's embarrassment. That goes to OG's plan B thought. Do you have anything? Do you have anything planned planned?
But the thing is, though, they didn't really need to adjust that much after the first half because they were hanging with them and looking good. Cincinnati adjusted. Mike McDaniel, I think, was kind of like, hey, we're in a good spot here.
Oh, but that's middle school football.
I'm just telling you.
If me and you fight and I slap you 18 times in the left side of your head and you get a chance to rest, you're going to say, I'm not letting him slap me in the left side of my head anymore. So when he does slap with his right hand, I'm going to do something different. Let me adjust to the adjustment before it happens. That's what Andy Reid does. That's what Nick Saban, the good coaches, the Paul Pasqualonis are the guys that aren't doing it. Like, I can name the coaches that I knew would come in with something different. And to your point, I'm a dumb player, Hawk. I'm a C-ball, hit-ball player. And I'm like, so we just choked him out 3 points. Why are we changing the defense? Because they're going to do something different than what we saw in the first half. I think they're going to do this. I'm going to have an answer to their answer. We have no answers to answers. We just stay on the same damn call sheet for four quarters and don't know what's going on.
You know, his older mic was better.
You want me to get the snowball back out?
Well, this mic is super directional. The only time that I think you sound good is when you're right up on it. I think right now it's a little too low.
May sneak up on it.
Yeah, that's when it sounds good. Well, it is so super directional, Mike, that you need to raise it up and have it right in front of your mouth.
Oh, you mean the microphone? Okay. You're supposed to talk into it, Hawk? Is that what you're suggesting to Crowder?
Cliff Notes. Mike McDaniel doesn't know what he's doing. Is that better?
Yeah, but also while you're
much more audible.
While you're saying that, you don't know how to talk into a microphone and you're a broadcaster. Like, come on, dude.
But it's not that far off his mouth. I'm telling you, the mic he's using right now is so super directional that it's going to be like it's going to need to be mouth level and right up to your mouth. Now we can't hear him at all.
Yeah, now you muted yourself.
He turned it off.
Way to go, Crowder.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
I can't make y'all happy.
I know you tried. I'm just telling you that microphone is different. The snowball would pick up with you having it a little bit lower. That thing's going to need to be higher. It's going to be right at your mouth level. You need a book or two underneath that.
Hold on.
You can start with the headline. We'll watch him scratch his ass.
Scratching his ass. Turned around, scratched his ass, and grabbed. I think he grabbed the Bible, which is just poetic.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to rest it on some Crowder powder.
Yeah.
What did I grab? My grandmother's hands.
The Miami Hurricanes are headed to the second round
of
the college football
playoff. Plus, I think his
level
could probably be raised as well.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
The Miami Hurricanes are headed to the second round of the college football playoff. For the first time in program history, they win a college football playoff game. Can we say now, Mario Cristobal, successful tenure so far as the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Hawk? Like, does one playoff victory just cement it? There's no doubt.
100%. They still haven't won the ACC, which is kind of shocking. But you'd rather be in the college football playoffs than win the ACC. Go ask Duke, right? You'd rather be in the college football playoffs than just win the ACC. I can say in my heart of hearts that this season is an unmitigated success. That no matter what happens against Ohio State, you went to the college football playoffs and you won a round. That's very difficult to do.
Most
teams will not do that. And for me, this is a successful season. I don't care if they lose by 50 to Ohio State. This is a successful season. Is his tenure as the head coach successful? I'd say so. They've recruited really well. They've rebuilt the program to look like he wanted it to look, which is, again, what Crowder said at the beginning of the show, through the trenches. You see a team that at one point was being compared to Ohio State this season, right? That's how good they looked, that maybe they were actually the best team in the nation. They successfully recruited the number one overall pick in the NFL draft last season. Like, I would say now with a trip to the college football playoffs and a victory in the college football playoffs, Mario has been worth every penny.
I'll agree with both sides of that. Right as we sit here today, the Canes are the top. They're one of the best eight teams, correct? There's eight left?
Yeah.
One of the best eight teams in the nation. You couldn't say that. You can flat out say now, because we knew they're the best team in the ACC. They're the only one that made it from the ACC, even with Duke and Virginia in the ACC title game. They're the best team in the ACC moving forward. They went out and have a first-round quarterback. So I'll add more on to Mario because Mario is building through the trenches. But Mario and his staff has figured out how to work the transfer portal because you get a number one pick and you come back with Carson Beck to be your quarterback after Cam Ward leaves. They are adjusting to the common day college football structure, and you're one of the top eight teams in the nation no matter what happens against Ohio State.
Yep.
Successful season, successful tenure. You never thought they'd be sitting here with those other seven teams. I don't say.
Hawk, you say, I don't care if they get blown out by Ohio State, and I get what you're saying, but think about this. Before, we were talking about, hey, they beat A&M, then they beat Ohio State, then maybe Georgia, right, just for the Carson Beck revenge game, and then who knows, Oregon or the Mendoza win in the championship game here in Miami. Like, the storylines are incredible, but man, you beat Ohio State. Think about the teams you beat this season. No matter what happens after that game, if I had told you, Hawk, as a Canes fan, in 1 year, you're going to beat UF, you're going to beat FSU, you're going to beat Notre Dame, and you're going to beat Ohio State, those four teams, all in the same year?
Don't give short shrift to Texas A&M at College Station. That's a big dub. Big win over an SEC team.
For sure. And by the way, I was reading the Hurricanes, their last non-conference big-time games, two against UF, two against Texas A&M, and one against Notre Dame. They're 5-0 in those games. But I'm just saying, in terms of rivalries, like, A&M's not a rival. These games, these are your top four rivals. And if you
Are you asking me, do I want to beat Ohio State?
I'm just saying.
But I'm saying, if they lose to Ohio State, I'm not going to say, oh, what a disaster of a season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No. I know exactly what's going on. Solana's living off Solana world. He's not living off Vernon Carey and Brian McKinney and Jonathan Vilma and that world, the Larry Coker world. Solana, you were too young to remember when you're not looking at anybody else. We were looking at Miami. Miami told me, you have to commit as a junior or we're not going to have enough scholarships for you to come here, sir. Because Vilma and those boys are running around at UM. DJ Williams, I'm sitting there. So you're telling me that McGahee is going to back up somebody's back backup to Frank Gore's backup. That's how it used to be. You should be surprised now. Hawk saw that time. That's why he's just like, hell, at least we're back getting talked right. about with respect.
Solana's like, hey, let me see some real success because I've been around to see it.
That's not what I'm saying.
They ran college football in the early 2000s.
First of all, I don't need to be told about what the Hurricanes did. I was alive during the 2001 season and the 2002 season, and those are some of my favorite sports memories as a child. I vividly remember Terry Porter throwing the flag, and it crushed me as a kid. It's one of the worst heartbreaks I ever had as a kid. That and the Allen Houston Game 7 shot. My point was that, hey.
You had a bedtime. You had a bedtime when that Ohio State game happened.
My point was that, hey, Crowder, what are the Gators doing right now? What are the Gators doing right now?
Is Terry Porter still alive?
See how you do?
I hope not.
Wow.
He changed his name if he is.
My point.
You want him to die?
That took a turn.
My point was not that I don't remember the Canes with real success. It was that if you could tell a Canes fan, hey, you're going to beat your four biggest rivals all in one season, no matter what happens after that, you will effing take it. It's the best Hurricane season since those teams you were just talking about, bar none.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean that'll go back to our conversation of a couple of weeks ago. That kind of goes without saying.
Okay,
I mean, you always want to be all
good
your rivals.
Good talk. Yeah, I mean we're trying to get hype, big win. And you're like, oh yeah, obviously. Like what's going on here?
Well, you're asking me, do I want to beat all my rivals? Yes.
You haven't done that. So I'm just saying, like, you
since
no matter what happens
the
after.
Old, since the time when even, you were
no,
had a diaper on.
Incorrect. Even those teams, those 2000, 2001 teams, never had the opportunity that this Hurricanes team has to go through UF, to go through FSU, to go through Notre Dame, and to go through a fourth biggest rival in Ohio State all in the same year. Like, as a Hurricanes fan, you have to be chomping at the bit to get this opportunity this year to play all four of those teams and to be able to beat all four of those teams on top of the fact that you're playing for a national title.
By the way, Terry Porter has just been inducted into the Oklahoma Officials Association Hall of Fame.
Great at his job.
No. You know what they should have done to him? They should have told him that he was voted in, but they should have told him like 3 days after he got voted in. Let him see how it feels to be the subject of a late call.
He's great at what he does. You can't get that handsy, man. Y'all were too handsy in that game.
I don't mind if you think we're handsy. Let me know when we were handsy. Don't let me know a week and a half later that you thought we were handsy.
Making sure the call was correct.
Guy was checking replay before there was replay.
Like in that Lions game last night. That was crazy.
That was funny as hell, man.
Did he push him? But if he pushed him, now he can't pitch it. But if he pitches it, now it doesn't count. That was a weird ending.
I did the podcast with Stu Gatz this morning, and I was saying it almost felt like the ref was doing for the crowd at the arena. Like, all right, let me hear you on this side if you think the game should just be over. All right, make some noise on this side if you think we shouldn't call anything and let the touchdown stand. Like, no one knew what was going on.
That was a weird ending. Should have called Terry Porter. See what he thinks.
He still wouldn't have a decision.
We're going to see that replay like 10 billion times during that game, right?
Especially if Detroit doesn't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Solana, you talking about that damn the penalty? I thought you were talking about UM Florida State penalty.
I thought you were talking about Detroit.
That's going to be – oh, the UM Ohio State is going to be the Taylor Swift of this whole game.
No, I'm saying they're going to play that a billion times during the broadcast. Oh. They're going to have features on it. Like, they're going to maybe bring Terry Porter – onto the broadcast.
It changed the entire trajectory of the University of Miami.
Yep. Changed college football.
I think hiring that Larry,
that
hiring
call
Larry
changed
Coker,
college football.
Hiring Larry Coker changed the entire trajectory of Miami Hurricanes.
They had a
football.
Championship won.
Mm-hmm. Right. But Larry Coker was just a bad coach. Couldn't recruit well enough after
that. What are you talking about? He won a national championship.
Yeah, it wasn't with his team. That was Butch Davis's team. Come on.
Hey, man. I had a meeting with Larry. He took a nap during the meeting, but he was there.
Larry.
He was sitting there.
Love Larry Coker.
Everybody loves Larry, little baby.
No.
Ooh.
What a little owl. I think you guys are remembering correctly how that era ended, which was Larry Coker couldn't recruit well enough, and he won a title based off what Butch Davis built at the University of Miami.
Right, but you win to get that game against Ohio State. School recruits for itself.
But they were recruits for itself.
How do you expect Larry Coker to recruit? And he goes to bed at 6:48 at night. You expect him to recruit heavy?
It was a different world back then, Crowder.
they had just won a national title.
During suntime this time of year.
The Dolphins lost. Quinn Ewers had a good first half, and then everything unraveled in the second half. But you could say that about the entire team yesterday. Yeah. Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
John Michaels is going to talk some Hurricanes with us in the next segment.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know where the Himalayas are?
Himalayas?
Yes.
Of course. South America.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
John Michaels, before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com. You know John from this show. He hosts mornings at 680 The Fan in Atlanta, nationally on ESPN Radio. He is the biggest Canes fan on the planet. Before we talk the Texas A&M game Saturday, how do you feel about a New Year's Eve matchup with our old nemesis, Ohio State?
Well, Jeremiah Smith, I saw him talking today, and he says, you know, it's all over the internet. Jeremiah, I understand you weren't alive back then, but I am sure there are people in your family as you grew up in South Florida, that understand what this game means. And I've already had to give a warning because I will be at my in-laws' house. We're leaving right after Christmas to go down to New Orleans. Now, luckily, my brother-in-law is a gigantic football fan. So I said, New Year's Eve goes one of two ways. Either Uncle John, which is what they call me now that I'm old, either Uncle John is really happy and really drunk and just running around the house in a good mood, or Uncle John is really drunk and probably goes out back and punches through a fence. So understand what you guys are getting into on New Year's Eve. They asked, did I want to go out? I said, absolutely not. I don't want to go out, but I can't wait. Everybody, oh, you're afraid of Ohio State. Ooh, I'm not afraid of Ohio State. This ain't last year's Buckeye team, and now I see Ryan Day is going to take over play calling. You're giving Corey Heatherman, that maniac, 11 days to get ready for you. Ohio State, don't sing it, bring it. We owe your asses.
And I got to say, I was wrong. I admitted it, John. And I'm throwing it up to you now. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon if y'all let me or not, because that was an impressive win over Texas A&M in College Station. I was saying it has to be high scoring. You got to run with them and all. And we were talking about it earlier. UM drugged them down into the mud and said, you're going to play the game. It's honestly, when that game went on the second half, that's what Mario wants to do. They came down to Mario's alley and wanted to fight Mario in his own fight. Is that what we should do moving forward, is to play there? Because like we saw, that the trenches is where this team is built. The trenches is what Mario preaches, and the trenches is what won that game.
Yeah, 100%. Look, I think it was told, and they'll never confirm this or deny it one way or the other. I think it was told to Carson Beck, don't make mistakes. And you could see the game plan that Shannon Dawson had a lot of times was don't make mistakes. Now, was I mad? Absolutely. There were times during that game I'm going, why are we running double reverse pass on first down at the 20-yard line? Like, what are we doing? Trust Mark Fletcher. Trust Gerard Pringle. Get it to Malachi Toney. Do something. I thought they got cute a couple of times, but it was conservative cute. It was, all right, if the play's not there, just tuck it and run, and we'll take our 3 yards and live to fight another day. And quite frankly, if Malachi Toney doesn't get tripped by a shoelace, he houses that punt return for a touchdown. If there's not gale force winds, Carter Davis probably makes three of those four field goals, and Miami wins by a couple of touchdowns. That is 100% the blueprint. Like, if you go back to Mario's introductory press conference, and he talked about building this the right way, and it was going to take time. He saw the vision. His first recruiting class, first real recruiting class, was Francis Malinoa and Reuben Bain. Think those two guys didn't have a bit of importance on Saturday afternoon? Cassius Howell was nowhere to be found as Francis Malinoa wiped him off the planet, and Reuben Bain took that game personal. I'm just hoping now one of these Ohio State suckers comes out and talks trash about Mesidor or Bain and has to see this pain coming up on January or December 31st.
Is one college football playoff win enough to put the Malachi Toney, to put the Reuben Bain now on the pedestal in that conversation with some of the greatest Hurricanes players of all times? Because I remember we talked about this at the beginning of the season when they were playing out of their minds. And I believe you said, we'll see, right? Like, we'll see what type of success ends up happening this season. One college football playoff win, first ever in program history, because of those two, they had a large part in it. I would imagine it catapults them at the very least into the conversation, John.
Yeah, Solana, I think Bain is already there as one of the greats all time. And this is 3 years now of work. And what Malachi Toney's done this freshman year is second. He's the greatest friend. I had a conversation with somebody. Is he the greatest freshman, not redshirt freshman, but true freshman in the history of Miami? And my answer is yes, because his impact on the game, I don't know that Miami's as far as they are right now. As a matter of fact, I know they're not as far as they are without Malachi Toney. But as far as putting them into that echelon of Andre Johnson, who was on the sideline, or Michael Irvin, who was all over the field and up in the stands and grabbing trash cans and everything else, you got to go further. And Crowder, this conversation is great for you. My wife and I shower together every day. It's kind of our get away from the kids, sit down. And really? Every day. Every day. We have a conversation. Like, that's our real talk time in the shower, just whatever. And she looked at me Saturday morning as she was getting ready to go to a company party. And she goes, babe, no matter what happens today, you should be happy. It's a great season. I looked at her and I go, no, the hell I ain't. I said, we're here to win a national title. You're in the dance now. Look back. We look in April and Miami loses and doesn't win the national title. Yeah, it's going to be a really good season. It's not great until we put on ring number 6. And I told her, I said, you damn right I'm going to be disappointed if we lose a game. Are those kids fantastic? Yes. I wish we had Reuben Bain for 10 more years, but you got to still go win a national title. And I guarantee if you ask Coach Cristobal the same thing, He'll say there's more steps in front of them that need to be accomplished.
Every day.
Every day.
And all those showers don't end in conversation, John.
But that's the thing, like, because I'll shower with my wife, but it's never just a conversation. There's, like, you're telling me every day, because how can I get in the shower with her if it's not going to end the way that I want it to end?
Look, sometimes when we both have jobs and we're moving around, that's the only time you get to spend together. So we have, and you don't want to have the kids. We've got teenage kids. They want to hear everything. Like, if we're having a conversation at the dinner table, they're...
But I'm saying, you can shower with your wife and it doesn't end up in sex.
Yeah. Not everything.
I don't think I'm capable of that.
Well, you know, maybe I have self-control. I don't know.
but we got to go deeper into this. I want to talk Canes, but you're not going to get any hot water because they steal all the hot water. So now I'm back there in the back of the shower freezing my butt off, and you want to talk about the Canes, if they win or not win. I'm freaking freezing, bro. Can I get some soap too?
So we've got one of those big rain showers. So there isn't, I'll get a trickling like down my left shoulder, which is just enough to keep me warm. But yeah, look, she wanted to talk Canes football. We could talk Canes football in the shower when I'm on the crapper. It doesn't matter. If we're talking Miami, let's get it done.
This is wild to me though, because the Crowder's right. When you shower with someone else, there's a reason you put up with it. You put up with not getting the hot water all the time or whatever, because the payoff is there at the end.
Right.
If the payoff is a genuine conversation about college football, then I'm out. I'll stand on the other side of the glass.
Text me in the truck.
Look, that's crazy.
Some would say the payoff, look at my wife. She looks way too good for me. So some would say the payoff is I just get the looks. So
right.
I'm okay with that. It's like going to Tootsie's without.
But I'm not going to just stand there and look. I got shampoos all over the place. I've got liquid soaps. I mean, what's happening here?
We got action.
I know which shampoos are too minty and tingly. I know everything that's going on, but the. If we walk into the shower together, it ain't for a talk.
I knew that comment was going to derail the conversation, and without
that is wild though. That's why I do find that fascinating.
They do on my show as well. Anytime I brought that up, they go, "You do what?" And I go, "Yeah, it's our real conversation time." And I love this. Why I love my wife. The fact that she brought up the college football playoffs while we're standing there butt naked. I know I married the right person.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like my wife would know in that situation where we're both in the shower, I'm going to say anything that she wants to hit. Like it's the worst time to have a conversation because my head's elsewhere. Say whatever you want. Like I'll sign off on moving to Australia at that moment. Like whatever. Let's just finish the business.
Huh?
My wife would say the absolute worst conversations we've ever had in the 28 years we've been married have taken place in the shower. All right, moving on. Oh, I was going to let you ask the question, Crowder.
Oh, no. I was going to say, so what, leading into Ohio State, mm-hmm. We as Canes fans, you see, I throw the we in there, big capital U, big capital U, big capital W, big capital E. But the confidence there, they are a great team. We talked about it before where, like, Indiana beat them, but I think that game could have been either way. Like, I think this is the biggest dog that the Canes will have to see if they do move forward. How do you see this game really playing out?
It better be the same way you did. You're going to have to win with your defensive front because what Ohio State wants you to do is have to blitz and have to send extra guys. And then you get Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith and Brandon Ennis and Bo Jackson. You get them in one-on-one situations. I'll be honest, I think Miami's defensive backs have to tackle better than they did against Texas A&M. There was some leaky yard, not a lot, but there were times where that first defender missed on the little bubble, and instead of it being a one-yard play, it ends up being a seven-yard play. That's not going to work against Ohio State, and you're going to have to find a way to throw the football. You throw for 100 yards against Ohio State, you probably lose a game 20-10 or somewhere along those lines. Carson Beck was built for these moments. We've seen him in games at Georgia where they trusted him and they got back there and threw it. The good thing, there's not going to be any wind. You know, you're going to be inside a dome. It's a beautiful stadium. All the elements are going to be perfect there for you. And I think with Ohio State, and when I watched them against Indiana, their offensive line isn't great. You know, Indiana's defensive line beat the hell out of Ohio State. They made Julian Sayin get hit for the first time ever. Indiana also ran the ball over 100 yards. I think Miami's got to get it in the 150 range running it, probably around 200 to 250 throwing the football, and you got to win the turnover battle again. I think Ohio State's beatable. And this whole thing with Brian Hartline being gone and Ryan Day announcing today that he's taking over play calling, it's fascinating to me that he's now going to have to double dip for the first time in a couple of years, and I want to see how that all looks.
Man, you sound confident, man. I like I like what John is spouting off here. I mean, you sound confident. It sounds like you think 10 is too big a spread on this game.
100%. I would take it money line, but that's because I'm a cocky Canes fan. The hell do I look like Tay? I don't need no damn points at Hard Rock Bet. Just give me money line. That's all I want. Look, this to me might be the toughest game left. And this is apologies to Georgia, who I think Kirby Smart's got his team peaking at the right time. I think they're fantastic. But I think if you can get through Ohio State, a national title becomes a real serious conversation for the University of Miami. And Mario Cristobal has built it for this year. You've got Mark Fletcher, who, by the way, is one of the great kids that's ever stepped on campus at Miami. Carson Beck, 6 year. You want to talk about redemption? You're wearing Ken Dorsey's number. You're wearing number 11. And you get to get some get back for the biggest robbery in the history of college football, what happened 20 some odd years ago. Solana was texting me during the break. He's partially right. The Larry Coker hire did take you downhill. But what changed the perception of Miami was Terry Porter. I think he just threw the flag 5 minutes ago. And the fact that clown got in a Hall of Fame anywhere.
Hall of Fame. Officiating Hall of Fame.
It lets you know there's too many damn Hall of Fames going on right now. Why is that guy in a Hall of Fame for anything? And you're right. They're going to show that stupid replay 75,000 times. So for Cardale Jones and for Craig Krenzel and Maurice Claret, and I know Michael Jenkins really well up here, and for all of you that stole a national title, payback's a bitch, and it's coming on New Year's Eve.
Look at that. Terry Porter should be in the Hall of Fame of bad calls.
Let him
is there a Hall of Fame of bad calls? Terry Porter's a unanimous inductee.
He's right there with Tim Donaghy. He's there with Scott Foster, the extender. I know Solana knows all about Scott Foster. He's right there with that dude. Whatever the hell happened in Detroit
yesterday. The replacement refs, Seattle Monday night game.
Oh, my goodness. If that dude ran out on the field, you might have 5,000 Canes fans jump down there and punch him right in the throat. He's number one on my most hated list, and I've never met this dude a day in my life.
Guy changed everything, man. Terry Porter. All right, John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U, the letter U. Man, I loved your confidence, John.
Go shower with your wives tonight.
I tell you what, I wonder, that's is that like a sign to her that, hey, I don't just see you as a naked female body, even when you have no clothes on, I'm still attracted to your mind and want to have conversations, because it's a great statement to make. I'm physically incapable of making that statement. I just don't. I can pretend that I'm going to be that guy, and it's always going to end the same way that it's going to end.
It's the opposite, Hawk. I'm not sexy anymore. We're both naked. We're soapy. Why wouldn't you? It's the opposite.
No, I think it's the opposite of what you're saying. I think it's like she's like super impressed. Like, wow, I can stand here, no clothes on, but yet he still just wants to talk to me about Bills and college football and life in general. It's not, he doesn't just want sex. I think it's genius if you can do it, but
we could try to make a life. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Fascinating.
You learn something new about me every time I come on this show.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to talk to you the same way. I mean, you have more willpower than anyone I've ever met.
Maybe next time I'll do the show with no shirt on so you can see why. Maybe she's not attracted to me.
No, I know from her angle why it's easy. And I know from my wife's angle why it's very, very easy. All right, we'll see you, John. There you go. That's a college football breakdown that you won't get anywhere else. We'll have to ask others this week as we preview Miami and Ohio State, their spousal showering habits. Crazy. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe, toka toka toe, toka toka toe toe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.